If it hadn't been for God, then I know I'd have been buried long time ago. Where did we come from? Where will we go? Where did we come from? God, and I know. If it hadn't been for God, then I know I'd have been buried long time ago. Where did we come from? Where will we go? Where did we come from? God, and I know.
Apologetics with an X. Hello, friends. Jerry Q back in the saddle again with my pal Jay from that Christian parody band Apologetics.
Hey, it's great to be back with you, Jerry. It's wonderful to be doing this show. Great to be back with you listeners. We're recording this one from the studio again. Jerry's in his studio in Manhattan, Kansas, and I'm here in Wexford, Pennsylvania, in the studio where we're recording new songs with Wayne Bartley, our guitarist and mixer guy. So, we start out today with a song called God and I Know. It's a parody of Cotton Eye Joe by Rednecks. Of course, that's an older country song than that, but Rednecks made it a huge hit a couple decades ago. And our next set has some more country music for you. We have Choose Your Daddy. It's a parody of Who's Your Daddy by Toby Keith. Then we have Good News Boogie, a parody of Boot Scootin' Boogie by Brooks and Dunn. Then Devil Went Down to Jordan. That's Devil Went Down to Georgia by Charlie Daniels Band. We have John, the fiddle player from the band Blackhawk, plays on our version. And then we have Elijah, a parody of Elvira by the Oak Ridge Boys, and Sweet Oholibama, that's one of Esau's wives, and it's a parody of Sweet Home Alabama by Leonard Skinner.
But you all weren't home for the 100th time. In Christ's book, right after Luke and John, at 1 through 59, and it's so hard to find the places said you're either in the faith or sons of Belial. You read on, it's really tough to debate it. Don't you get it? Yeah, I think it's waiting in the sky for you. You know our Father up in heaven. Choose your daddy, choose your savior, choose somebody who's your friend, and choose the one God that you come running to when the world's lies start crumbling. You got your money, but God the Son is, just come to me, get saved from sin.
It's in the Bible. Daniel and the Lion Dance. Are you done, Brooks? My friend just asked me, said, John, what about me? I want to copy that. Almighty, but good news. Grab
Jack, and it's gonna outlast those other books. It's found all around every town a good news book. It's found all around every town.
Looking for a show to steal. He was in a bind, cause Jesus came to find the people willing to make it real. And he came across the Son of Man, saw him in the desert and praying to God. And the devil jumped upon a chance to tempt him, said, boy, let me tell you, it's hot. I guess you wouldn't show it, but I can tell you're craving food. And kid, I'm scared this desert air might get the best of you. Now you ain't been eating your victuals, boy, but now your dinner is due. So if you really got sun, you turn these stones to bread and I'll butter it for you. The Lord said, I am hungry, but that would be a sin, cause it ain't by bread man's gonna be fed, but by the word God's given him.
John the Baptist washed the Lord, and that's where it all starts, cause Jesus left the Jordan and the devil hit him hard. And if he wins, you get to walk on heaven's streets of gold, but if he sins, the devil gets your soul.
Space and said, why don't you throw yourself off this temple top as I watch you from below? Cause I'm sure you know that God will send all his angels to assist. And man would believe that you're him if they saw you did something like this. Finished, Jesus said, well, you're tempting God, old son. And it's written down in that book right there, that thing should never be done.
Shout for the mountain what God's done. The devil ain't a match for the rising sun. But you can never tempt God, did you not know? Man doesn't live by bread alone.
Finally said, Jesus, if you'll just worship me, then I'll give you gold that glitters, every crown and all you see. Jesus said, devil, just turn on back, cause I'm never gonna buy your scam. I love God too much, I'm gonna resist, I suggest you better scram. And we said,
shout for the mountain what God's done. The devil ain't a match for the rising sun. You can never tempt God, did you not know? Man doesn't live by bread alone.
Elijah! heard enough.
What's your favorite apologetic song, friends? Let us know. Jay, how might they do that?
Well, they can do that by contacting Jerry, or you can contact me at jay@apologetics.com. Just the letter J@apologetics. Remember, we spell like the name, apologetics with an X, J@apologetics.com, or you can let us know on Facebook too. Just go to Apologetics on the Facebook site. It's pretty easy to find. And if you like Elton John, you don't even have to let us know because we're about to do some Elton John songs for you. We have a parody called Sabbath Day's Quite All Right for Nice Things. That's a parody of Saturday Night's All Right for Fighting. Then we have Talk and I'll Walk. It's about a lame guy that Jesus healed. It's called it's from Crocodile Rock. Then we have Daniel, which is a parody of Daniel. And then we have a song called Mephibosheth, which is a parody of a particular number four hit Elton had in the year 1974. And like I said, it's called Mephibosheth, and you'll figure it out if you were around back then.
Sabbath is quite alright, but wretched I've been. Jesus' love has saved me from my own routine, but I never will be still because serving God is a 100-mile walk. Turning back is a weak man's act. I will pick up the cross and I'll walk the path of the well.
Tomorrow is here, will I start crying? Will you see? rats all died. Times can change whenever war gets bad, and the Philistines is fashioned when the deep sea stand. Whoa. Meet me in the Bible after Saul died. I live in 2 Samuel chapter 9. I'm a Mephibosheth if you don't know. Best friend Jonathan too. Ooh. I'm a fib, someone told my nanny daddy was dead. Then she picked up and tripped up and then I went boom. Now I'm lame from my youth, nothing I can do. Whoa.
Jay, any goals for Apologetics Tunes this year? I like What's in Your Mind you haven't quite done yet, but would like to put on paper and into the guitar.
Absolutely. We have all kinds of them, but we're not going to tell you guys. I'll tell Jerry off the air. But we're not going to tell you listeners because we want to keep you in suspense. We don't want to ruin the anticipation. It's like telling people their Christmas gifts before they get them. So let us be your secret Santa, not so secret Santas, and come up with them. But we do have many in the works. I'm actually singing the vocals for not one, but two of them today. So we're excited, very excited about that. Now, we're going to do some songs for you now by Simon and Garfunkel. Okay, I will tell you this. We're not currently working on any Simon and Garfunkel songs, but we do have a number of ones we can play for you. We have Sounds of Silas, a parody of Sounds of Silence. Then we have Offer Your Prayer, a parody of Scarborough Fair. Then we have a very old one that I'm going to allow Jerry to put on the air, even though I'm a little embarrassed by it, from 1993. It's a parody of Mrs. Robinson. It's called Mrs. Protestant. And then we have a parody called Cornelius. It's a parody of Cecilia. It's from the Book of Acts, and I just read that story in the Book of Acts myself.
Paul and Silas, the Bible says, had come to talk to the Philippians. Because a vision of a man speaking came to Paul while he was sleeping. And the vision of the Macedonian man said to him, come help us, Paul and Silas. like 16 they walked around, tried to get to know the town, went to pray down by the river, met a lady there named Lydia. They baptized her there and she asked if it be alright, come spend the night and stay a while at my house. They met a slave girl later on who made her masters quite a lot. Fortune telling was her occupation, had a spirit of divination. It was driven out when Paul said Jesus' name. And so they came and arrested Paul and Silas, threw them right into the jail. Paul and Silas' faith prevailed. Prisoners at midnight heard them praising God that they were Christ's servants. Then an earthquake came and shook the jail and let go from the cell Paul Silas. And the jailer bowed and prayed, what must I do to be saved? And they said, believe in the Lord Jesus and you will receive his forgiveness. Paul and Silas taught the words of the gospel to him and his entire house, and everyone now is in heaven with Paul and Silas.
Save those near me in time.
time. Remember, he truly wanted you there. He wants us, his true love, to shine.
Rescued me, Mrs. Robinson. Heaven can be entered just one way. Hey, hey, hey. Hey, hey, hey. For God so loved the world, he gave his one and only son, that whosoever will believe in him will not ever perish, but will have eternal life. God did not send his son to condemn the world. He came to save Mrs. Robinson. Jesus loves you more than you will know. Whoa, whoa, whoa. John 3:16, Mrs. Robinson. Heaven can be entered just one way. Hey, hey, hey. Hey, hey, hey. And if you confess with your mouth Jesus as your Lord, and believe in your heart he was raised from the dead by God the Father, you too shall be saved. Whosoever calls upon his name is saved. I'll say it again, Mrs. Robinson. Jesus loves you more than you will know. Whoa, whoa, whoa. In Romans 10, Mrs. Robinson, verses 9 and 13 show the way. Hey, hey, hey. Hey, hey, hey. There is therefore now no condemnation for the ones who are in Christ Jesus by his grace. And if Christ is in you, though your body may be dead, yet your spirit is alive in righteousness. He died for you, Mrs. Robinson. Jesus loves you more than you will know. Whoa, whoa, whoa. It's tried and true, Mrs. Robinson. Verses 1 and 10 in Romans 8. Hey, hey, hey. Hey, hey, hey.
Up on Simon's roof, making love.
Well, hey, on the way, we got a song for my wife, actually. It's based on a song by Sugarloaf, and Jay will tell you about that in just a minute. We want you to join us next week, my friend. Same time, same station, or download Apologetics with an X. Be sure to share us with your friends.
Amen. And then, that's wonderful. It's lovely to dedicate it to Jerry's wife. Her name is Isaiah. No, I'm just saying, this song is called Read Isaiah, and it's a parody of the number 3 hit from the early 70s from Sugarloaf, Green Eyed Lady.
Read Isaiah 9:6, baby. Chapter 9, relate the plan. The Almighty's own Son came here, God and Savior.
Listen each week at this time for Apologetics with an X right here on your radio station. I'm Jerry Q, and thanks to Jay Jackson, lead singer and lyricist for Apologetics, for sharing the tunes and having a bit of a conversation with us. Apologetics with an X is produced at Angel 95 FM in Manhattan, Kansas. A special thanks goes to our producer, Daniel Hutchinson. Check us out again next week right here at your source for the best music around. Have a great week.